This is my first time here, too.
Welcome.
I'm going to do some characters from the stories I've written. The first character is Big Horsewoman. She's a Ponca woman born in 1833 under the auspices of a shooting star shower. The second character is Maggie, who's a German, Pennsylvania Dutch born of German immigrants, born in 1832 in the Conestoga Valley of Pennsylvania. And the third character will be a Mormon wife, who's the second of two wives to a Mormon elder. And her husband has her eye on Maggie. Big Horsewoman in this introduction is a young woman in its early 1850s. Big Horsewoman, Shangetangawa'u. Certain trees, certain animals, certain birds, certain clouds are yours to keep, those you are born by. The willow, the horse, the ears-up dog are my kind. I carry the ermine at my waist and morning rain at my fingertips. Willow talks to me, soothing. There is no sadder tree, no better trunk to cry on. Her roots deep in sandy water. She drinks up tears and they flow through her. So it always was with me. Dije Nindankadi, they called me. Water Willow, I was named. And I thought myself one of them, being so named Willow from birth. And I was the willow for my people. If I had not been born there, then, under that tree, those stars, only spirit knows, I would never have been able to bend to the times that were coming. So I was born under a twin red willow tree on the west bank of the Nishude. The sky was full of shooting stars, showering in every direction, so they say. Yes, I saw them, the changing stars that saw my way to Earth. I would say that birth is very much like seeing stars showering in every direction. It was for me. I landed among the people at the beginning of cold weather on a cold, snow-covered night. Dije Nindankadi, they named me. Water Willow, I was called. You would have thought they'd name me for the stars, but the stars are magic, sacred, hobe. No, grandmother gave me the name of the tree, and the tree gave me its ears and voice. And this is Maggie. She's lost her family to a cholera epidemic and finds herself alone on a western trail with strangers traveling to the Missouri River. I dedicate this to Mae Wilder, Hans Wilder, my mother and father. There is no need to try to remember them that went ahead. I will always know them and can't forget, so needn't have to remember. Always they are there in the air around me, in the leaves and grass and the hair standing up on the horses' backs. Here they are, in my words, on this page. They still stride before my eyes. And if only I could draw a line as swiftly as a thought, they would be dancing alive in front of yours. They would be a picture any eye could plainly see. My mother and my father were known to me, known to the land they walked on, known to the horses, known to the trees, and known to me. Otherwise, they kept almost entirely to themselves. But I shan't do that. Can't keep them to themselves. In words and pictures, I will bring them out for everyone to see, and remembered they will be. Thank you. Thank you.